Welcome to this podcast about Chanclute Island and Castle Cape in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Chanclute Island is 2.9 miles long and 0.9 miles wide and lies 6 miles south of Castle Cape in the Pacific Ocean, roughly 240 miles southwest of Kodiak and 15 miles southeast of Chignik, Alaska. The island is uninhabited and from a distance looks like three separate barren islands with grassy slopes. In fact, low sand flats dotted with small lakes connect them. Chanclute is part of the Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge. Its Aleutic name first appeared on Russian hydrographic charts in 1847. Russians were the first to introduce foxes to the many islands off the southern coast of the Alaska Peninsula, hoping to supplement revenue as sea otter populations dwindled. From 1882, overseen by the U.S. Secretary of the Treasury, the Alaska Commercial Company turned fox farming into a commercial enterprise, charging farmers $200 a year to lease an island. By 1920, European immigrants leased many of the islands off the Alaska Peninsula. George Anderson and his Aleutic wife, Usalina, began raising foxes on Chanclute Island in 1910. By 1920, the lease had passed to their son-in-law, Lars Hansen. That year, Anderson, five children, two grandchildren, and Hansen all lived on the island. By 1922, more than 150 fox farms had been recorded in Alaska, several of them on islands off the coast of Aniakchak. By 1930, fox farming was Alaska's third largest industry, behind only fishing and mining. Writing in the journal Science, biologists today describe the era's introduction of predators to coastal islands as possibly one of Alaska's worst ecological disasters. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.